And now, live from the Eagle Newsroom in Bryan, it's Aggie Nation. Covering Aggie football since the first game in 1894 and every game since. Talking all things A&M and all the pro and high school sports you want to hear. Aggie Nation on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Welcome to Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna. We're brought to you by MSC Opus. Check out all the great events coming to the season that dreams are made of at mscopus.org. Lots of information on there about all the cool shows coming in. Check that out. Again, mscopus.org. All right, y'all can text us 229-1939. You can call us 693-1150. What's on your mind on a Monday? What were you watching this weekend? What are you excited about this week? Let us know. 229-1939 to text us. A few things right off the bat that I was watching this weekend. What's there left to say about Ronda Rousey? No one could beat her, Cease. I mean, she just destroyed that girl in like in 30 seconds.
Whatever you say.
I mean, it was like over when it started. I mean, it was over before it started, but I don't know. So now all the talk, of course, as it is with any female athlete that seems unable to be beaten by any other female athlete, is could she beat a male athlete? Has been the talk of the morning on the internet, Cease.
Spring Bobby Riggs back.
It's the talk has centered specifically on Floyd Mayweather, whether or not Floyd Mayweather should fight her. If given the chance, would she fight him? Who would win? It's like the great debate of our time.
The 12th Man Foundation is accepting applications for the 2015 Premium Services Concierge Team. This team works with donors and guests in the premium seating areas of Kyle Field during all home football games. Applications must be submitted by Wednesday, August 5th at 4 p.m. To apply, visit 12thmanfoundation.com and click the About tab to find employment information. Call 979-260-7596 for more information.
This is Travis with Brazos Valley Buckmasters reminding you that our 16th annual banquet is this Friday at the Brazos Center. Enjoy a ribeye dinner, live and silent auctions, a 10-gun raffle, kids games, and more as we raise money to benefit our wounded warriors, first responders, and children with special needs. Individual tickets are $50, couple tickets are $70, and kids 16 and under are just $20. So bring the whole family. Doors open at 6, and you can purchase your tickets the night of the event. Find more information online at buckmastersbanquet.com. That's buckmastersbanquet.com.
Monograms & More has expanded, selling their uniform line under the name M&M Team Apparel. Whether you play baseball, softball, football, soccer, basketball, or any other sport, M&M Team Apparel can get you the right uniform. Let the artists and production capabilities that have designed and printed apparel for over 24 years at Monograms & More help you not only supply the uniforms for the team, but anything the coaches, cheerleaders, and parents would need to wear. Call 693-7773 or click monograms-more.com.
Listen to The Zone, 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150 on your smartphone, tablet, or PC. Visit RadioAggieland.com.
And now it's Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
We're back. Maybe.
Maybe we're never even on.
We don't know. Maybe we're never here to begin with. But technical difficulties.
What a riveting start.
Well,
at least Aubrey and I have.
Here's the thing. We don't know, but we're over here in the newsroom. They're over at the Crystal Park Plaza across town.
The main show.
And the only way we know if we're... It doesn't tell us. So we had a little bit of a beep in the ear, and I was like, I think we're off. But then I don't really know for sure until Sean shot me a text, said, hey, no one can hear y'all.
Sean is such
Trust
a great
us, we
engineer.
Settled the Rousey-Mayweather debate during the... Yeah.
That girl came in and kicked us off the air.
Yeah. Ronda Rousey showed up. Dom just destroyed the call-in system.
Incredible.
But now we're back. Anyway, so yeah, that was going on this weekend. Elsewhere, you know, one of my favorite things in sports is the unwritten rules of baseball. The Blue Jays and the Dodgers going at it this weekend, throwing it at each other. And
my Pirates and Reds was good, too.
What's the deal with that?
I do love it when... It is an unwritten. Baseball is my number one sport. And when, let's face it, when you hit McCutchen or you hit a team's best player, you're going to get a guy drilled. And I just love it that Watson went right out and drilled Phillips. I mean, whether it got away from him or not, you hit my best player, I'm hitting one of your players.
I hate that stuff.
I don't.
Why? Well, you get someone hurt.
That's true. Don't hit him in the first place.
Well, he didn't probably mean to hit him.
Yeah, too bad. It's like I didn't mean to shoot somebody six times. Okay, I'll empty my revolver.
How is that possibly the same? No, I think people get bent out of shape by all this stuff. I will say part of me loves the juvenile pettiness of it.
Right, you become a kid again.
Right, yeah. Of you hit us, we'll hit you. You hit us again, we hit you again.
We'll get you next time.
My
like
favorite
that one.
Thing, when I see the video they showed of the one I saw earlier today of the Jays-Dodgers fight, that wasn't even really a fight, but of the benches clearing, my favorite moment when the benches clear is when the pitchers come running in. They come from all the way in the outfield, running all the way into the infield. They're not going to actually throw a punch. They just don't want to miss out.
And then don't forget Kansas City, Toronto. Vasquez calls Donaldson, who's one of the best players right now, a crybaby. You always love it when someone goes ahead and starts throwing out things like that. You know they're going to play again, and that's going to even get better.
There was the thing about the Jays-Dodgers fight that threw me. I couldn't tell who was who. They all look the same out on the field.
Same uniforms.
Yeah, same uniforms, same colors. The hats are even
same. You get a cheap swing in that
one. Yeah.
It was him.
There might have been some friendly fire if things would have actually gone down out there. So
you got to love that.
So that was going on. And then, of course, still hot, Houston Astros won the series this weekend.
I'll tell you what. Well, it was real. A couple things was impressive. One, you beat the Angels, and everybody figures, I'm one of these guys. You keep waiting for the shoe to fall, but the Astros have never been that way. And to beat the Angels, even the first guy, I say, okay, Trout's out. Then he comes back to win the next two games. Then you lose the first game to the Diamondbacks. Come on, we all know baseball. You can't win every game. It's such the way it is. But then to bounce back and take the next three games. The Astros are really got it going on.
Well, and then all of a sudden now they're four games clear of the division.
Oh, I know.
I mean, in a week they went from
four games.
They were two games back of the Angels a little over a week ago. Went into the series with the Angels a game back, and then tied going into the series because they won the series and ended up two games up. But now all of a sudden the Astros are four games up on the Angels. Look the part. Kazmir still hasn't given up a run in an Astros uniform.
What a trade for the Astros to pick up Kazmir. I just keep going back. There were so many good trades made that you go like, wow, everybody wants to win right now. It's the era we live in. It's the times we live in. Forget about next year right now.
And then Carlos Gomez, who, you know, there was some gnashing of teeth a little bit when they first made the trade. And he came in his first game. He was terrible. But it's not a one-game season. He looked a whole lot better yesterday. And we'll see how that one works out for the Astros, too. But second-best record in the AL now. The Royals still two games better. But like I said, it's interesting to watch him. Correa, what else is left to say about him? Another huge weekend. First multi-home run game on Saturday. I think I saw that someone said he's the first shortstop to hit 12 home runs in his first whatever games it's been, other than A-Rod. Only him and A-Rod have done it. And so that's pretty good company right there. So we will see what we got going on there. Also, it's not quite football, but it's almost football. Hall of Fame game is coming.
A lot of teams are reporting, college teams and whatever. More and more football getting to be in the news.
Yeah, your Steelers will be in the Hall of Fame game on Sunday.
I know.
Getting a little excited about that. You know, things are getting close. I talked to Shereen Williams today, trying to figure out her schedule. When can we get her on the preseason? She's going to join us tomorrow.
Cool.
But she said she couldn't be with us after that because she's going to be up there for the Hall of Fame. Stuff going on. So it's getting a little bit closer.
I'm on her list of she sends out a nightly blog to her friends. And so it's pretty – you can imagine how Shereen blogs. It's pretty fun when she gives you that behind-the-scenes look of Jerry Jones, like, forgetting her name. And so just talks to her all the time and just didn't want to say anything. And next time he will remember her name and just little things like that. You know,
that's
pretty
funny.
Cool. Yeah.
So that's going on. The like you mentioned, colleges are starting up this week. A&M doesn't start until next Monday, I believe, the 10th. But everyone's kind of getting going. I did see today, you know, I talked to the show about this a while back because we knew it was getting people are getting desperate for football, and a friend of mine texted me wanting me to tailgate the Blinn game opener with the Blinn opener with him because
No way.
Was like, he's like, let's just go
practice.
And he, because they open a week earlier. Junior colleges start the 22nd or whatever day that is, 24th or whatever day it is. He was saying, like, you know, A&M doesn't start that week and nothing else is going on that week, so we should go to the Blinn game. So the only reason I know about this is because we've been planning on going to that Blinn opener. But the team that Blinn's going to play doesn't even have a coach. They apparently,
so
as
maybe
of yesterday,
you could take that job.
They are apparently, as of yesterday, trying to find a coach, which is not good news when you've got the Buccaneers on the schedule the first week of the season.
No.
So they're going to need to get that all figured out. But like I said, we're getting a little bit closer, one day at a time.
Kevin Sumlin anything for his 50th birthday today?
I did not. I did not get him a present. I got him this show. This show is dedicated to Kevin Sumlin's birthday.
So I got to mispronounce 50 names?
Yeah. I think that's part of it. Can you mispronounce 50 different people?
Kevin Sumlin. See, I get his name right just about every time.
Well, his is easy for what normally throws you. Yeah, the back-to-back vowels when you get in big trouble.
So you've critiqued me and you got my MO written somewhere.
That's what the scouting report says about you is the vowels are where it goes wrong. But now we got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about on the show. Let's get to a break and then come back and get everything kind of sorted out. We are going to talk jerseys later on. We're going to talk Cowboys and reporting, because we're going to have Shireen on tomorrow, but I thought we'd talk about this today and get kind of her thoughts on it tomorrow. We've also got College Game Day has announced where they'll be the first week of the season. We'll talk about that later on.
Shocker.
And lots of other stuff coming up. So stay with us. Hit us up, 229-1939. What do y'all want to talk about today? We will get to all of that as we hopefully stay on the air throughout the rest of the show. As John in Cypress texted, guess the program director said run the dang commercials. So, you never know. You never know what can happen here on the show. That's how you know we're live, is all I'm saying. All right, we'll go to break. We'll come back. We'll hit on all of that stuff. Stay with us. This is Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11,695 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Norman G asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Norman G Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G Tractor.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Okay, so Sarah, I'm dropping you off at Emily's?
Yep.
And Josh, you're going to?
Soccer, Dad. Soccer practice.
Right. Oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know when I pick you both up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, and my dorky dad hat, and I'm going to do my dad dance for all your friends. They'll love it!
Seriously? Why?
Because I like my short shorts. Of course, I could be talked out of it if you guys would just buckle up your seatbelts without giving me a hard time.
It's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety, no matter what it takes. And sometimes, all it takes is your parental powers of persuasion.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Good choice. I'll just have to do my dad dance at dinner time.
What?
No!
Do what you have to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
We invite you to join us for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive, a community-wide collection of school supplies for the children in our area on Thursday, August 6th at the Brazos Center and both HEB Tejas and HEB Tower Point locations. For more information, visit jlbcs.org.
A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Spend your weekdays with Tex Ags Radio, Lori Bellini, Aggie Nation, and Chip Howard. Spend your weekdays with The Zone, FM 102.7, and Sports Radio 1150.
Welcome back. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle. Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna. Someone texted, we were talking about in the things that normally give you problems in pronouncing. Someone said we should ask you who the starting pitcher for the Atlanta Braves is tonight. That's the, I have no idea how to say his name, Folti Nowicks.
So you can't pronounce it. So how
I don't even know. That's how it's spelled, but I'm not. I'm sure that's not it.
Braves not in the race. So I don't pay attention to them. I'm focused on Lester. Pirates to be Lester.
Shots fired at the Atlanta Braves. All right, this was the thing I want to talk about. We got a couple different sort of jersey thing related things today, but one of them is this report today that Adidas has bid $200 million. To be the official apparel or shoe or whatever for James Harden.
How do you get that much money back?
Right, that was kind of my question. How is that possibly worth it? There's no way, right?
I read that, and I first saw it, I go, is there a Harden Nation I don't know about? I mean, is there someone beside? I go, what have I missed here?
Well, I just don't see how... maybe if it was Kevin Durant... You know, if it's the maybe.
How much is LeBron James? Is LeBron James even getting that money?
Well, I would assume so. That's why I didn't even bring him up.
Well, I want to know how much his shoe contract. I mean, if Harden's getting $200 million. I mean, Jordan's
yeah, that's
million?
What I don't understand. I just can't fathom how this is possibly worth it. $200 million. That's like more.
Is this government subsidized?
I know that the pro sports make a lot more money than college sports, and we live in a college sports town, so we live outside the bubble a little bit of how much pro sports apparel is out there. But it just seems impossible to me that James Harden is worth $200 million on an endorsement deal. I mean, how many kids are out there trying to buy Harden?
If
the whole entire city of Houston bought James Harden gear, it would still take an obscene amount to cover that much cost. I don't get it.
I said, well, I just saw that a little while ago, and I want to know what James is getting. My computer's not helping me right now, but I go, if he's getting $200 million, is James getting $400 million? I mean, it's like, I mean, I just saw that, and I go, really? Are you kidding me? I just... $200 million? How many do you got to push for everybody, distributors and everybody else, to make money?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't figure it out. I mean,
you need to sell $1 billion worth.
Yeah, at least, right? I mean,
yeah, I'm just saying, like,
yeah, I just can't figure out. And James Harden, I'm not talking about best.
I know.
As far as the quality of player, he's probably in the top 4-3 somewhere in that in the NBA. But as far as marketability, when you think superstars, how I mean, is James Harden, I would go with LeBron, Durant, Stephen Curry, at least before you get to James Harden. And that's not even including some other guys out there that, I don't know. I can't fathom it.
James got a 7-year, $90 million deal with Nike.
See, there's no way that this number is accurate. It can't be, is my whole thing.
I'm just saying is.
$200 million. Is too much for one. For if it's James Harden, that's too much money. I just can't possibly fathom how they would make that much money back. They're gonna Adidas is gonna release a new shoe that cost $100,000.
Maybe Nike is a new team or something we don't know about or something.
The whole thing is, now I know that Adidas is probably trying to get back into the game because they lost the, I believe they lost.
$200 is the shoe deal. It's a shoe.
Yeah. Okay. I believe Adidas lost the NBA, though. I think that's all Nike now. So they kind of have a little more money to throw around. But still, I just can't fathom how $200
million would be worth it. 13-year, $200 million.
Yeah. I mean, how is that possible? Good for James Harden, yeah. I guess.
Uh-oh.
And good for the Rockets. Maybe there'll be more Rockets gear out there. But
that just seems strange.
Yeah, like I said, I couldn't get past it today. What do y'all think? Hit us up, 229-1939. Someone said they I'm trying to figure out. We got some.
It represents half of what the brand paid for 11 seasons to be the NBA's official uniform supplier.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, like I said, it's crazy.
Very crazy.
So we got a couple different. I think some of the texts are from something that was going on earlier on the
Uh-oh.
Show. So, someone said though Dez Bryant and Ronda Rousey could fight. She'd be giving up quite a bit of height and weight to Dez, but
that's when I read that $200 million.
You can't get over it.
Yeah, well,
it's like how I was earlier. I couldn't figure it out.
Plus, fact is, when you look into it more, and I'm thinking, okay, 13 years. Will he be in the NBA in 13 years from now? No.
No, certainly not. The thing is, I guess you're trying to just get the Harden market cornered, but I don't know that his brand, if you want to say that, which I know I hate when people say that. We talked about that the other day, but when I can't see it being worth that much money. Like I said, I just find it hard to believe.
It just shows you how much money is out there, though.
Yeah, and then we're going to talk a little bit about jerseys later on in the show because their A&M might be getting a new jersey situation going on Friday. But the first thing we were talking about, Under Armour has unveiled a few of their new jerseys. The actual look isn't different. It's just the material is different. But they're calling the material, they're saying it's ungrabbable.
Ungrabbable.
Yeah, like on game day. Like you can't grab a hold of it. How is that legal? When are we going to...
No jersey tackles.
Well, that's kind of what I was wondering.
Don't guarantee it.
Well, that's kind of what I was wondering. When are we going to scale back on what we're allowed to put on jerseys? Because we've talked about this before. I think that part of the reason why tackling has gotten so much worse is that the jerseys are, like, skin tight. They're, like, impossible to grab a hold of these days. And now, apparently, they've got even another new material that they're going to roll out this fall.
You get a guy in space, you just got to beat one guy, and so you have big plays.
Well, the thing for me is it puts such a defender, if you can't grab a hold of the shoulder pads, which I guess you can the front, but you can't the back, it's a horse collar now, it's hard to grab. You have to almost be able to bear hug somebody to get under the ground now, or trip them, which is why I think we're seeing a lot more tackles at the legs, because I just don't think you can grab hold of people up high.
So we're going to have more knee injuries when this is all said and done.
I don't know, but again, we'll see if the ungrabbable jerseys are actually ungrabbable or not, but there you go. A little bit of jersey talk. Well, I want to kind of start the conversation, and then we're going to go to break, and we'll come back and kind of finish it up because this is something that I have no problem with, but some people do.
Okay.
By the way, someone texted. They said, "Fear the beard." Maybe that includes a cut of all the beard trims nationally. That's from John in Cyprus about Harden. There you go. If they can get on that Sport Clips money or something for the beard, then maybe it'd be worth it.
Schick's putting some of the bill, too.
Yeah, you can get some Adidas drawn into your beard or something. No, all right, so this is something that when this came out today, I said, yeah, of course. But some people are a little bit upset by this. That's that College Game Day is going to be heading to Fort Worth to start the season. Now, they did this last year. They started the first College Game Day was there. It made a little bit more sense, though. Not only was there a big game there, and I can't who the teams are escape me at the moment, but it was the first game of the season, and then last year, of course, the championship was going to be held in Arlington also. So it's a little bit of a, we'll be back here in 4 months, who are we watching kind of a deal. But this year that's not the case. The national championship game is not in Arlington this year, but they are going to open up with game day in Fort Worth. I assume the same setup. Every time it's been there, they've had the game day setup in downtown Fort Worth, while the game itself is, of course, in Arlington. So I want to know what y'all's thoughts. Are we okay with that? Do y'all have some exception to that? Some people on Twitter weren't real happy about it because they'd rather them be, at a stadium, which is not the case in Fort Worth. Like I said, they're kind of away from the stadium. They'd rather them be, different places. The big one, though, that gets brought up, because the whole point of game day is you kind of get to experience that place, that stadium, that home field, that environment, their fans. A lot of people saying they missed the boat here because then game one of the first weekend of the season, we get a Texas is at Notre Dame, which is a matchup that doesn't happen very often.
True.
And so some people not real happy about that. So I thought we would see what y'all think. Hit us up, 229-1939. And I want to go to break and then come back, and we'll kind of share our thoughts if we have any problems with that, if we think game day should somehow be beholden to some sort of national rules or anything like that. But hit us up, 229-1939. We'll come back and talk about it. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7.
From News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber with a news update on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been booked at a Dallas area jail on felony charges alleging that he misled investors before becoming the state's top lawyer. Paxton arrived at the Collin County Jail today to be processed on two counts of first-degree securities fraud and a lesser count of failing to register with state securities regulators. The 52-year-old Republican was fingerprinted and photographed before being released on bond. Questions about Paxton's financial dealings have shadowed the Tea Party conservative since he took office in January. Two accidents yesterday afternoon closed intersections in West Bryan and downtown. Harvey Mitchell Parkway was closed for over 3 hours when a car on Sandy Point Road failed to yield the right-of-way to a southbound Jeep on Harvey Mitchell. The Jeep struck the car and rolled multiple times, but the driver did not require medical attention. The driver of the car was taken to St. Joseph Hospital in critical condition. The intersection at 29th and Texas was closed for an hour and a half while BTU made repairs to a utility pole. At about 4:45, a truck traveling north on Texas Avenue ran a red light and struck a car in the intersection heading east on 29th, causing both vehicles to strike the pole. The driver of the car was transported to St. Joseph's with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the truck did not require medical attention. And an additional traffic issue for Bryan Motorist started this morning. Nash Street, which is the shortcut to and from Blinn College by the post office, is blocked to through traffic for the next 2 weeks. That's due to drainage improvements taking place in the area of Nash and Broadmoor. Weather permitting, the project will be completed prior to the start of fall classes at Blinn. For more, go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on the Zone, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.
Summer is here, so it must be Harvest Festival time. Make plans now to join the Messina-Hoff Winery family every weekend in August for the 38th annual Harvest Festival. Enjoy grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and so much more. Messina-Hoff's estate winery is located at 4545 Old Reliance Road in Bryan. That's the 38th annual Harvest Festival at Messina-Hoff Winery and Resort. Get all your Harvest Festival information online at messinahoff.com/harvest.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M University Construction Science Department to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Construction Science Department uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Listen to the Zone 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150 on your smartphone, tablet, or PC. Visit RadioAggieland.com.
I don't know why I love you like I do. After all the changes that you put me through, used all my money in my cigarettes.
Powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Sessler. We're talking College Game Day. They announced earlier today they will be at Wisconsin and Alabama in Arlington in week one. And some people were a little upset about this, Cease, about the perceived or real SEC bias from ESPN. Now, this is obviously a game that also includes a Big Ten team. But there was some argument out there that how can ESPN, and you know, last year was it Reese Davis or Chris Fowler, whichever one, I get them confused, went on the rant about fans who think that ESPN is biased or anything like this. Does it give them some credence when they pick this game over an on-campus game, which is sort of what Game Day is known for, which would include on that day Texas and Notre Dame? Seems to be the game that everyone else is kind of hung up on as being interesting. To me, I don't even get the possible argument here, because to me, Wisconsin-Alabama is the best game of the day.
Yeah, I said all along when I was eating lunch, my wife goes, ESPN's going to go be up there for the Alabama-Wisconsin game. I go, duh, that's where I figured they'd be. And I just talked to my other buddy yesterday about, funny you should mention, we talked about Texas-Notre Dame being, well, it's a big game of programs, but it's not a big game the way Texas has played lately. And then you throw even in Notre Dame has slid down a little bit. So if I'm ESPN, I'd have voted to go cover Wisconsin-Alabama because Alabama is still the team right now, and we keep talking about that. Until someone knocks them down, they're up there with Ohio State and Oregon. There's a small group of teams that you mentioned, and I'd have done that game.
If Ohio State Virginia Tech was on Saturday, then I think you would have had an argument there.
I would go if it was on Saturday.
Yeah, because not on Saturday. Even though Virginia Tech's not supposed to be that good, that game is at Virginia Tech, which is an on-campus location, and I do like that better for game day. I wish they would stick solely to campus sites. The main crux of the argument here, though, seems to be that they would rather be near Wisconsin, Alabama, even though the actual game day is going to be in Fort Worth, then highlight a game on another network. And that's the big thing to me here is ABC has Wisconsin, Alabama, which is, of course, an ESPN-owned Disney property. Texas Notre Dame is on NBC. And so that's the question. Let's just hypothetically, if Texas and Notre Dame were both ranked highly like Wisconsin and Alabama, I still wouldn't have a problem if they were going to Wisconsin, Alabama, because I don't think it's their network. Yeah, they have the freedom to prop up their own stuff. I don't think it's a perceived bias necessarily in coverage, really, if you put it on a game that you have.
And also, ESPN is sending a team. You know, Davis, Howard, and Pollock will be in Blacksburg on Monday night because they realize it's a big game. But as you said, it's not on
right
Saturday, so even on a Monday night, they're going to go ahead and they're going to send Reese Davis over there. They're going to send Desmond Howard, and they're going to send David Pollock. So, you know, they know that game's out there. And I think, once again, it goes back to the various factors we talked about. Let's not remember, it's on NBC.
Yeah.
It's on NBC, and Texas is, what were they last year, 6-7?
Yeah.
6-7, they still don't have a quarterback. You know, and Notre Dame, a lot of people say they're, you know, what are they right now in the preseason? Well, I didn't look at the... They're in the teens. So, okay. Oh, it's not Texas-Notre Dame in 1969. It's Texas-Notre Dame in 2015. So, I said all along they'd be going up there. That's what I thought.
That's, I mean, I don't even kind of get the... There's a little bit of, like I said, a lot of hand-wringing over this today. 11th for Notre Dame in the preseason.
Okay, 11th.
That's almost something teen.
But also, you're sitting here, and if for all the Alabama haters... And if they lose right off the bat for Wisconsin, what a way to start the season. And ESPN's there. And if Alabama goes ahead and beats Wisconsin by two touchdowns, which I think they probably will, then people are going to say, "Oh, get those Iron Bowl tickets."
So Trey from Lubbock said that game day thing offends me. It must be banned immediately.
But people keep watching it.
Here's the thing I think that you're going to see on this one, too. I think this particular version of game day is going to have a little bit of a Big 12 slant to it because TCU plays on Thursday, and so they will be back in Fort Worth before Saturday. I wouldn't be surprised if Gary Patterson's over on set. Which is why I think that might be a good call, too, because they won't be at another TCU game until late in the year. TCU doesn't play... let me pull up their schedule.
And a lot of people are talking about TCU. You know, their teams got left out last year, but how can you say they got left out when Ohio State, the team a lot of people thought they should have been replaced, Ohio State won the national championship. So if I'm ESPN, I've got enough storylines doing Wisconsin, Alabama up there because you're right, Gary Patterson's going to be on set.
Yeah, and that would be my guess because, you know, TCU, the way their schedule works out, they won't have a possible game that you would consider for game day probably – you never know what team could come up or fall down, whatever. But probably until they play Oklahoma, which is the next to last week of the season.
It's a long time.
Yeah, I could see them just saying, like, hey, we put it Fort Worth. The big game is in Arlington, but we can get Gary Patterson on set, do some TCU stuff early in the season, because, like I said, they will have already played. And I have no problem with that. I think that'll work out fine. So, like I said,
You get to highlight the Big Ten, which is a defending national champ. Talk about the Big 12 that was slided. You still have the SEC. They can really serve three conferences by being up there on Saturday.
Well, if they want to get an even more, Baylor actually opens their season on Friday night at SMU in Dallas. So, I mean, they could get
Browse and Patterson to do arm wrestling on set.
They could get them over there on set together
with
if they really
Curso.
Wanted to.
How
so.
Fun would that be?
Yeah, there's something. So, like I said, I think it'll be – I have no real problem with it. Like I said, some of the gnashing of teeth. The only other game that I would even consider in the mix would be Arizona State A&M as far as the games that apply – on a national scale.
And then
scale.
Once again, you go to a neutral site to have a non-ranked team versus a 16th-ranked team.
Yeah, you're in a weird – that's like I said, so I have no
– Not.
Go
not.
Ahead, knock yourselves out.
Unless you do it as a birthday gift for someone. That's the only reason.
They should have put it at Akron in Oklahoma is all I'm saying on that
week.
Oh,
there
week
you go. Side. The Zips. Bob Bowden, right? You
know, someone says game day covers Bama 3 to 4 times a year. Well, when you're ranked number one or number two all the time.
You win 11 games.
Yeah, it's 10
games.
That's going to be the case.
You go 7-6. They don't come knocking.
Yeah, and there is some. Bias isn't the wrong word, but there is some careful selection in how they do these things. But some people, like I said, were just bent out of shape over this thing being in Fort Worth. And to me, it doesn't. One, I don't even watch it anyway because when I get up on game day, we're usually headed out.
I want to see the game.
I don't care
what the people say. Unless they got a great guest.
We watched a little bit of. As I said, the only time I can – we watched a little bit of the SEC Network version of game day because they were at A&M South Carolina.
Yeah.
And there was no other games that day. That was on Thursday.
I always remember getting ready to go out the door, and Paul Feinbaum goes ahead and says that by the end of the year that Kyle Allen will be quarterback. I go, where does he get that at? He said Kenny Hill's the quarterback.
Yeah. Well, he ended up being right.
His name was Kenny Hill, wasn't it?
he ended up being right, but whether
I know,
or not.
It was pretty funny.
But I don't know that he necessarily had.
He was right on the nails, baby.
Yeah.
Saban told him that.
Yeah, probably so. We've got another text saying send someone up there to ask Bryles an Aggie question just to fire him up.
Oh, Larry went ahead and texted.
Yeah.
Was good.
Larry can go up there.
Larry
can
go up there with his tape recorder and ask, you know, hey.
Someone.
That's pretty good.
Also said something about the Longhorn Network.
Okay, now isn't it nice? Here we are. We're talking about a decision ESPN made about college football game day that people got mad about. Isn't that great? Because football's here. I mean, that's some substance that we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're going to Fort Worth, and you can sit there and say why. We're not talking about some random top five tight ends in the nation. Now, we're talking about a decision that ESPN made. Football season is right around the corner.
I think they missed the boat here by not sending them to Texas State and Florida State. That's going to be the upset of the century.
Well, you realize Dennis Franchione is one of the voters this year in
the
coaches'
poll. When the Fighting Frans take out the Noles, that's going to be...
Could you see him calling... this is ESPN Coach Fran. We're coming to your opener. Game day's coming to your opener.
In Tallahassee.
And he goes, hey, let me check with Kim first.
Anyway, all of this to say that actually a pretty entertaining slate of games on the opening weekend.
Yeah, well,
if people have taken a whole look at this thing, but and again capped off by Ohio State Virginia Tech on Monday, which could
without their suspended players,
yeah,
Bruce is not playing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'll still take Ohio State.
Do you see any big upsets early on? Looking at the slate,
it's just tough for me to pick an upset.
Well, I mean, Minnesota's got no chance against TCU. They're going to get absolutely clobbered. SMU has no chance against Baylor. They'll be the same deal. What might end up being the best game just for sheer entertainment value is that 9:15 on that Friday is a Washington-Boise State game. Chris Peterson goes back to Boise with the Huskies in a late game on Friday, September 4th. That one could be a fun one.
You know what I think has changed about the first couple weeks of the season when you do have these marquee games? In the old days, you know, defense was always ahead of the offense. You have so many sloppy games. But now that everybody's running the spread, trying to run up points, if you've got a weakness on defense and you got a hot quarterback or a hot running back and a hot quarterback, you can get murdered. And it's a little bit like what you say at TCU, Minnesota. They're coming off. They've heard for all summer long about, well, you guys shouldn't have gone. Look what Ohio State does. TCU is going to hang 70 on Minnesota if they can.
Oh, they're going to hang 70 at a minimum. Yeah, TCU also.
Give me the over right now.
Well, TCU, because of the way it shook out for the Big 12 last year, they can't afford to have any mercy on anybody. I mean,
well,
they're going to have to just destroy everyone, which they kind of did last year anyway. I mean, they ran up, what was it, 83 on poor Texas
just
Tech
Just give me the
year.
Over on that Minnesota game, because Minnesota could score some points. I mean, Kill's okay up there, but I'm just saying this. And first game of the year, but that could be a 70-28 game.
Another interesting game, BYU and Nebraska are that opening weekend, too. BYU's been a hot team around the year. Somehow Taysom Hill still has eligibility, still the BYU quarterback. So he's still going strong there also. But again, just a little bit of week one talk. I have no problem. Go to Arlington. That's where the big game is.
Think about Nebraska, how much they've fallen, though. You just don't think of them as one of the marquee 5-10 teams.
No.
Penn State's the same way. They got these. It does change. The college football can change. When you're thinking of Baylor and TCU as two must-see teams eventually, what they're doing. Not necessarily watch the game, but those are teams you got to watch.
Yeah, poor Chad Morris. This guy's work cut out for him there in week one. I don't know how they're going to slow down the Baylor attack, but hey, good luck, I guess.
Wet the turf?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that would help or
can
not.
Can you do that on an artificial turf?
Something that's going to be pretty bad. All right, let's go to break. When we come back, we'll hit you off with a little today in Aggie history. So come back with us. Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.
For well over 10 years, Intercon has been telling consumers that vinyl windows are the best option for this climate. Now, there are a number of vendors offering a vinyl solution, but don't be misled. All vinyl windows are not the same. Changing in the windows in your home is a major investment that you only want to do once. Ask to see a sample window and use your common sense. Does the window look and feel solid and substantial? Look at how the window operates. Does it have a continuous balance system or a cheap setup with pulleys and strings? Ask about the U factor and solar heat gain coefficient, which are standard energy performance metrics. Finally, ask about who will be installing the window and who will be standing behind the warranty. At Intercon, we use the Burris TechView line of windows made to our size specifications installed by Intercon full-time employees. We stand behind our products with industry-leading limited lifetime warranties. Trust your neighbors at Intercon with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Water. Every living thing needs it to survive. The Texas economy runs on water, too. To grow our food, for manufacturing and jobs, to keep our homes and cities running, for recreation, and to create the electricity we use every day. Water. What would we do without it? The water we conserve today can serve us tomorrow. This important message brought to you by the Texas Water Foundation and the Texas Association of Broadcasters.
Hot is here. What did you expect in the Brazos Valley in August? But Rattlers has great food and drink specials to fill you up and quench your thirst. Check out these great specials. Jimmy Dean Blazing Hot Sandwich and any size fountain drink or coffee, only $2. Or a fully loaded ballpark hot dog, only $1 with your registered Rattlers Rewards card. Be sure to stop by after work for an 18-pack of ice-cold beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $15.99. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do, but we need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
What can you do to help enforce the Texas tobacco law?
I make sure there are no cigarettes lying around the house anymore.
If my girl came home with her clothes smelling like smoke, you'd bet I'd say something.
I'm a police officer, and yes, we will get involved if we see teenagers with tobacco products.
If you want to report a violation, you can call this toll-free number, 1-800-345-8647. That's 1-800-345-8647.
Enforcing it? It's up to all of us.
This message from the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Listen to the Zone, 102.7 and Sports Radio 1150 on your smartphone, tablet, or PC. Visit RadioAggieland.com.
Tupac, go ahead and rock this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me, harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same.
Welcome back.
If I play the nice guy.
Claiming fame must have changed, now that we became
Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, Aubrey Bloom, Robert Cessna. Let's hit the people with a little today in Aggie history.
And now, today in Aggie history.
All right, we got a couple here. We've already talked about today is Kevin Sumlin's birthday.
Yeah.
As someone texted, it is also SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey's birthday. That's not really Aggie history, but that's related to. But it's also, or was also, August 3rd, 1902 was the birthday of C.E. Pat Olson. Who Olson Field at Bluebell Park is named for. So there you go.
At least Olson Field, but Bluebell Park was...
Yeah. Oh, just the Olson Field Park.
Just the Olson
named,
Field Park.
Named after him. Yeah. He was born in Clifton, Texas.
There you go.
April 3rd,
far away.
1902. Of course, played for the Yankees farm system for a little while, then came back, did different things around here, named the A&M Sports Hall of Fame, and, again, most notably known as the namesake of the baseball stadium. August 3rd, 1964, the birthday for Kevin Sumlin. How about that?
Cool.
So there you go. Big birthday.
5-0.
We also have, well, if it was 64, that means he's 51.
Well, someone told me he was 50.
Nah, no one knows. He's some age.
See, I didn't look. Someone told me 50. That's wrong.
Wow, maybe who knows? August 3rd. Oh, that's a different. We have another today. And I guess it's not a birthday though. August 3rd, 2012. Bria Larson won the swam the breaststroke leg of the 4x100 U.S. medley relay in the Summer Olympics, setting a world record and claiming the first gold medal for the A&M women's swimming team. How about that? So there you go. Those are today's days in Aggie history. We all love a good jersey conversation.
We do.
Everyone loves to talk about jerseys. Who knows what they're going to be? Over last week, Nike put out this like series of T-shirts that looked like jerseys. They were kind of like jersey shirts, and they were for all the big Nike schools: Oregon, Alabama, Florida State, Texas, all the different ones, and they were black. So this guy didn't. So that was like, are all these teams going to wear black uniforms? Because of course Alabama has never truly worn what I would. They had a semi alternate one time, but it was basically their normal jersey with a few minor changes, some like little ghost changes in the numbers and stuff
ghost
like that.
Changes. I like
well,
that.
I can't think of another way to word it. They had a very very faint houndstooth pattern on the numbers, but you couldn't even tell unless you got really close to them. So, kind of like I said, like sort of like a ghost type thing. It was just barely there. But So this all came out last week. Are all these teams going to wear jerseys? Texas, of course, never worn a black jersey and all this kind of stuff. Sounds like no. That okay. This was a not an indicator of jerseys coming your way pretty soon. I know everyone is sad about that.
Oh man, it's huge.
I know you would. What would you even do if Texas came out wearing a black jersey? I mean, it would shake the foundations of.
What color they wear now?
Well, we were talking
without
about
a quarterback, doesn't matter.
Well, we were talking about this a little bit last week because of now so many teams have alternates and stuff that it's the teams that don't that stick out to you. You know, when you think of the only teams we could really come up with that haven't ever done anything crazy were Texas and Penn State and Alabama. Otherwise,
I'm excited Penn State took the names back off.
Yeah.
I'm glad Franklin did that.
You like that one?
I like the old look. I get this point now. You're watching some highlights, and they'll say something, and you'll start seeing a player like he's going to be all conference or something. I can't tell what team they're playing if it's just one or two plays sometimes because they're wearing one of those alternate jerseys. And I go, who'd they play? What what game was that? Because sometimes you can't recognize the uniforms just in a quick clip because there's so many uniforms out there anymore that teams wear. You just never know.
I will say I love a good alternate uniform, but I'm like you. I don't want it to be so alternate that I can't tell who they are.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, who is that?
Oklahoma State today, there was some tweeting. People were tweeting. They have a new Pistol Pete white and silver helmet.
Uh-oh.
There's the two things that irk me are, one, if I can't tell who you are, Texas Tech has some absurd jerseys now where you don't even know who it is. They have the Texas Pride ones. They have some weird white ones that I don't really like. And then I don't like when your jerseys don't have your school colors in them. That bothers me a little bit, too.
Because you definitely look at the color first. You think, like, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
They're green and white. What's that? What's
that yeah, color? And so you know, I don't know. It's one of those things. You watch it, and you're just kind of like,
And I understand it's for the kids.
I think maybe it's my official crossover into being an old man, as
yeah,
I no longer.
I want to know who. I want to know who's playing. I want to. They do the highlights. I mean, I can understand watch the whole game, and you get to all those jerseys are cool. Well, 5 years from now, they're not. When they're back, they're gone, and you go like, who was that?
Well. You know? And then, of course, A&M is going to open the season with another Adidas team. So we are,
and Arizona State's got new jerseys games.
Yeah, we're gonna make some wild speculations on A&M's jerseys coming up here in a little bit. I just thought it'd be interesting because there was. It's funny how used to everyone would get, you know, psyched up that their team is going alternate jerseys. Now it's almost like some schools take pride in the fact that they've never
done it.
Yeah. So the Texas fans were like off the rails over the weekend thinking that they were going to wear black jerseys for some game this year. Frankly, one, it doesn't matter. Two, Texas needs all the help it can get right now. So whatever Nike
to get you a quarterback, go for the black.
Whatever Nike wants to send them, go ahead and probably wear it. Otherwise, you know, who really cares? Just wear what you want to wear.
Wear your alternate jerseys on Longhorn Network. No one will notice.
I did see, you know, we're on the credential list for a bunch of different places, but one of them is Rice, and so we get Rice emails all the time. And Rice finally got their TV schedule formalized this year.
I was laughing because here we are on August 3rd, and the release says Rice finalizes 2015 schedule. I go, wow, way to get to that.
Well, yeah.
Hire the blend coach. Hire the team that blends playing. Yeah. Hire their coach.
Some of the interesting parts of that, though, is they said, you know, all 12 Rice games will be nationally televised. But one of them is on the Longhorn Network. Their game at Texas is on the Longhorn Network. So
I know.
I don't know if